Excuse me, may I come in?
Oh, good evening. Is this compartment D303? Oh, thank you. The signs are all worn out. I guess we're gonna be compartment buddies for the night ride. I'm proud, by the way. Pleasure to meet you, dear. Well, this is kind of lovely. Very spacious, considering the alternative had the amenity of an actual bed. But with a cushioned bench that is comfortable enough to sit in for the night. I might even doze off for a few hours, right? Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm rambling. Finally, someone who understands. Getting a bed but paying almost 4 times as much is just a rip-off. They really prey on those who have a problem sleeping. Shame. So, on a more interesting note, most people don't just take the night train. So, business or pleasure? Oh, pleasure, huh? How lovely. And who exactly are you heading to pleasure? I'm sorry, I'm just teasing. Oh, you're just traveling. I see. Well, sightseeing in this day and age is a wonderful tradition, so cheers for you, dear. Me? Business, sadly. I'm heading to a writer's convention. A lot of bureaucracy talk and whatnot. Yes, dear, I'm a writer. Let me guess. What do you write? Was your next question, right? I write erotic novels. Oh, your cheeks are so flustered, dear. It's okay. I make a rather decent living from it. And if nothing else, it's better than working at my last office job. Over here, I have the freedom to write and create out of thin air whatever I wish for. I'm a goddess in my little world. And I can take inspiration anywhere I go to keep on writing. Look. Let me take out my notes. Here. For better or worse, my work is with me wherever I go. And now, this is the part where you think about reading what I wrote, right? Oh, your shocked expression is exquisite, dear. I've been a writer for a while, and people just like to ask the same questions. So I tend to know what people think when they first meet me. Or maybe I'm a mind reader. I don't mind showing them to you. But my notes are a bit of a mess, so I'll read them to you. Let me just sit next to you. There. Are you ready? Okay. They were walking, holding hands by the lake. The evening air was rather chilled for spring, but she could notice. Her heart was beating so hard, each pulse would make her body tremble. She noticed her long white summer dress was starting to stick to her legs, and her Yes, dear? Yes, white summer dress. Like the one I am wearing right now. Like I said, inspiration could strike from any moment in real life. Shall I continue? Starting to stick to her legs and her back. Her nervousness has made her even more self-aware. What if he doesn't like how much she sweats as she gets nervous? What if her sweaty hand repulses him? Thinking on how nervous she is made her even more nervous. She opened her mouth. She wanted to distract him and herself from how nervous she is. But before she could let out a single sound, her beloved grabbed both of her ample breasts from behind her.
What are you doing, my love?
She asked, as he kept fondling her breasts. Shut the fuck up, you dirty whore, he replied. Her heart skipped a beat. Her mind was racing as he kept rubbing her breasts in round motions. She could feel his fingers digging through the thin fabric of the sundress. Why did she choose not to wear a bra today of all days? She tried to regain control and said,
Stop, this isn't how you said you wanted us to do this,
she whimpered. But then he leaned into her ear and whispered, What are you saying? You were holding my cock this whole time. It dawned on her. How can he grab both of her large breasts if she's still holding his hand? She looked behind her and saw he was right. She was holding his cock. For how long was she instinctively holding on? How far was she walking and holding her prize? He then released his fingers for a moment, only to pull down her dress. And then... And that's it. To be continued, as they say. Oh, look at you. Your face is as red as the cushions we're sitting on. What happens next? Who knows? I haven't decided yet. Writing block, as they say. Well, it's more of a junction. One way to continue the story is that, after pulling her sundress, he starts punishing and twisting her nipples with no mercy. And she likes it, of course. Another possibility is he just wants to cap a better feeling as he starts humping her from behind, using her soft ass cheeks to caress his throbbing cock. I believe a term is hot dogging. Perhaps he pulled the dress all the way down and just rams his cock inside her. Those are just three possible ways for the story to continue. Who knows what other paths I'll think tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Here I start rambling again. Though, with the look of your face and how you stare at the floor, I think you might like it. May I ask you something? Would you like to aid me with... the writing junction? Yes, you. You don't have to be a writer to give others inspiration. How? Easy. Let's act as if we were the characters in my story. I'm already wearing the sundress, and I think my breasts are ample. Here. Let me stand in front of you and turn my back. Now, grab my breast from behind. Yes, really. Grab them. No need to make it weird. You're just helping my blockage. Nothing more. Go on. That's it. Just stand behind me and... Oh, that's precious. I said, grab them, not to softly place your hands. You are so gentle, you might think I'm made from glass and I might break. I'm sorry, dear. I didn't mean to laugh. Okay. Let's continue. First, sink your fingers into me. I want you to be able to grab a good feeling. There we go. Can you feel my bones on your left hand? Or that I'm also not wearing a bra? Can you feel the shape of my nipples through the fabric? Good. Now, move yourself closer to me. Closer. I said, closer, dear. I want to feel your body press into mine. Can you feel my soft curves touching your legs? Imagine how they look, how they feel. And now, lean into my ear and tell me the line from before. Do you remember it? Say, shut the fuck up, you dirty whore. Go on. I'm waiting. You don't like this? No need to worry, dear. I won't be offended. If anything, you're helping me at my selfish request. You're not comfortable with saying it? I see. My dear, sit down, please. Let me sit again next to you. No need to cover your erection. If anything, it flatters me. I want to ask you something based on pure intuition. Are you a virgin? Oh, you're so shy. Even if you had said no, your body language is screaming otherwise. Body language is hard to pass through writing, you know. It's so difficult to express how blushed you are, how your eyes are trying to avoid looking at my body, all while you throw quick glances at me, or my chest to be exact. Most of my readers like rough, dominating men. But for me, shy men like you are my absolute favorite. So innocent, so easy to control. Even though you are very likely to overpower me physically, you are squirming so much just from me being this close. I wonder what goes through your mind. Tell me, do you want to touch me? Grab my tits again? Grind yourself on my ass? Do you maybe want to fuck me? Right here, in the middle of this train, where we easily can get caught? And even if we won't get caught, even if we won't make a sound, this old cabin will just... will reek out of lovemaking. Is that what you want? Oh, you do. Well, you see, one small issue. As of this moment, you are no longer a man. You are no longer a boy. You are a puppy. My puppy. And my puppy obeys my commands. Is that clear? That's strange. I can almost swear I heard you say yes. But my puppy cannot speak English. He can only nod or shake his head. Is that clear? Good puppy. Now, get off the bench and sit on the floor. Good puppy. Give me your hand. Good puppy. Take your hand back. Speak. Good puppy. Following my command so eagerly. Such a cute puppy. A good puppy. A good, obedient puppy. My puppy is always good, and because he's always good, I always make sure he's a happy puppy. So cute. Now, be a good puppy and pull my sundress up slowly, slowly. I want you to be able to savor my slender ankles. My cute knees. Aren't my knees cute, puppy? Good puppy. Keep raising my dress. Can you see my soft thighs? You tried so desperately earlier not to lean forward when you grabbed me from behind, so you could hardly feel the back end of them. And now? Give them a small squeeze, puppy. Soft, aren't they? Fuck. I'm having fun. Before you pull my dress all the way to see your prize for being a good puppy, let's play a small game. What color do you think my panties are? Do you think my panties are color red? Do you think there may be black? Do you think there may be pink? What about white? Oh, you think my panties are white? Just like my sundress? I see. Well, let's see if you were right. Pull my dress up. And ta-da! I am not wearing any panties at all. I guess my puppy lost the game. And that means you need to be punished. Oh, don't be so disappointed. I promise that if you take your punishment, there will be a reward. I am a fair owner after all. Now, how shall I punish you? I could let you rest your head just a few inches from my entrance, so close, yet so far. So close you can almost taste it, yet far enough that you have to compensate for a faint scent for hours. But that will take too long. What about I'll start rubbing myself in front of you while forbidding you to do the same? Your poor cock will just cry and weep to be touched. My fingers will go in and out. Small drips of my juices will spray your face, and you just have to stare. Wanting. No, that's too cruel. That is quite a puzzle, isn't it, puppy? A fair but practical punishment. Oh, I got it. I'll give you a cleaning chore. My puppy can clean, right? Good puppy. Now, get your head between my legs. That's it. Not too quick. Now, gently, take my legs and rest them on top of you. Do it so the back of my knee is just on the edge of your shoulder. Now, do you see the dirty area, puppy? This place needs to be cleaned thoroughly. And my puppy only cleans with his tongue, right? Good puppy. Now, start licking the sides. That's a good puppy. Your tongue is really warm. Start to lick in circular motions around the area. Slowly. Yes. Slow licking. Make sure to keep holding my legs, puppy. I don't want your hands to wander off. Keep focusing on cleaning. Round and round. You're doing such a good job. I knew my puppy's up for his punishment. Oh, yes. Such a good puppy. You're doing so well. Yes. Keep cleaning the area. Now stop and listen to me. I want you to lick just the entrance itself. To part the lips of the area, but not to get it inside. Just go up and down. Good job, puppy. Just keep licking. Make sure not to forget the small button on top of the entrance. Such a good puppy. So obedient. So adorable. Maybe I should take you to the convention. Can you imagine? Me sitting next to hundreds of riders, and you just there, sitting on the floor, cleaning me. I bet everyone would be so jealous. Now I want you to lick in circular motions again. While stinging your tongue deeper. Lick the walls, the bottom, everything. Oh, you are a natural puppy. How lucky I am to stumble in such a good puppy like you. I'm feeling like my area is about it's about to be clean. This is what you do now. I want you to speed up. I want you to focus on my button. Oh, yes. Good puppy. Good puppy. It all feels so good. I'm really close, puppy. Keep going. Keep going. Just like that. Oh, puppy. Such a good puppy. Puppy, I'm coming. I'm coming. Keep going. Oh, fuck. Oh, puppy. Oh, that was really, really good, puppy. Outstanding. Oh, really. Now, I think it's time for your reward. Drop your pants and underwear and get up on the bench, dear. Right next to me. Puppy, you were really holding yourself, huh? Look at all that pre-cum. I hope you have spare clothes to change to later. What's wrong, puppy? Do you want me to touch it or something? Does it bother you when I just stare at your hard, dripping cock? Teasing you, puppy, is just too easy. But don't worry, I promised a reward, so just close your eyes. Take a deep breath as I start to jack your cock. You did such a good job not touching yourself. Such a good and obedient puppy. Good puppies get all the love and care they deserve. Maybe I should take the palm of my other hand and rub the tip of your cock slowly. You are shivering so much, puppy. Does it feel? Oh, he's coming. Oh, puppy. You're coming already, but we just started, and there is so much. Puppy, I didn't say you can come yet. What a waste. But to be fair, you did hold yourself for a while. Doesn't matter. Don't move, puppy. I got some tissues. Best leave the stains to a minimum. What's wrong, puppy? Why are you so sad? Oh, shh. It's okay, puppy. I'm not mad that you came too fast. I understand it was a bit too much for you. If anything, you did very well to hold this long. I know you wanted to please me as much as I want to please you. Oh, it's okay. No need to cry. And besides, it's not like we're done, right? Oh, of course not. Silly puppy. We're just getting warmed up. So, wipe those tears. There. Better? Good. Let's continue. I want you to slowly take my sundress off. Go on. Take it. Now, slowly, pull it up like a shirt. Just like you did before. Slowly raise it. Enjoy my legs again, my thighs, my pretty and clean pussy. Keep going. Do you like my navel, sweetie? Give it a small kiss. Good puppy. Keep going. That's it. And here go my breasts. There we go. What do you think of my breasts, puppy? Pretty? And? Yes, they are big. What else? Go on. What else? My nipples are cute. Thank you, puppy. I think they are cute too. Let me take the rest of the dress off. The good thing about sundresses is if it's warm enough to wear a sundress, it's warm enough to comfortably walk naked. You are staring so intensely, puppy. Do you like what you see that much? Oh, really? Well, like I said, we're just getting started. Let me sit on your legs so I can mount you and rub my legs around your waist. You're really warm, puppy. Is there something on my chest, puppy? Your eyes are glued to it. Could it be that having my ample breast this close to you is making you feel edgy? I'd imagine that your cock being this close to my pussy would be far more important. I guess my tits are just on your mind, huh? So cute. Now, puppy, hold me close. Put both hands on my lower back. Good. Now, let me grab your face. Close your eyes and open your mouth. Just for a bit. That's good. I wanted to kiss my puppy for a while now. Now, puppy, take your hands and grab my ass. Good, puppy. Keep playing with my ass cheeks. I feel it. Or your licking from earlier. And my juices. Can you feel it, puppy? Can you feel how my juices are starting to drip on your cock? It's like my pussy is watering in your cock like a tree to grow big and strong. Yes, puppy. Bury your face in my tits. Okay. Now, stop, puppy. I think I'm starting to feel someone coming back to life. So, tell me, puppy, what do you want to do next? Don't be shy. Just tell me. You wanna do it? And by it, do you mean going to sleep? Maybe you mean putting our clothes back on and call it off for tonight? Please, explain to me, puppy. Oh, you want to fuck? Well said, puppy. I'm very proud of you. Especially because I want to fuck you too. Don't move, puppy. I'll handle everything. Do you see, puppy? Do you see how your cock is just almost inside me? How the head of your cock is just spreading my lips back and forth? I think I can do this for a while. Oh, just kidding. I really want you inside me, puppy. I really do. Here we go. Slowly. There we go, puppy. You're inside. Oh, fuck. Your cock is so hot. Now remember, you're not allowed to come till I say so. And since you already came, you should last for a while. Oh, puppy. Oh, puppy. Make sure to keep your voice down. We don't want anyone to hear us, right? Though, to be fair, I wouldn't mind being watched. I have nothing to be ashamed of. Just me giving my good puppy his reward. Does it feel good, puppy? Does it feel good being inside a woman for the first time? It feels really good for me too. I love how our bodies just melt together in perfect sync. Puppy. Oh, I'm starting to get close, puppy. Do you want to come inside me, puppy? Bug me full of your cum? Yes. Oh, I don't let people come inside me. But since you're such a good and obedient puppy, I'll make an exception. Grab my ass, dear. I'm gonna move faster. Yes. Puppy. Oh, puppy. It feels so fucking good, puppy. It feels so good. Can you feel it, puppy? Oh, your cock is getting harder. Oh, fuck. Harder. Yes, move harder, puppy. It's so good. So good. I'm about to come, puppy. Yeah. Feel my pussy, puppy. Yeah. Fill me up. Yeah, do it. Puppy. Oh, that was really, really good. Did you enjoy your reward? I enjoyed it too. I can feel your hot, sticky reward spreading inside me. Let me rest my head on your shoulder for a bit. Hug me too, please. This is nice, being embraced like this. You think that was incredible? Oh, puppy. I was holding myself back. I didn't want to go all out on you, else you might break on me. But, tell you what, the stupid convention is for a couple of days, so if you want, we can meet in the next few days and continue your reward. Oh, you'd like that. Good puppy.